Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking warm temperatures for this Christmas in the 60s and 70s. Coming up, I'm going to show you when we'll see rain move in today.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese live in Raleigh. If you have last-minute shopping to do, and I mean last-minute shopping here on this Christmas day, I'll let you know what stores are open to help you out.
Breaking news this morning in Wake County. Five people are hurt in an early morning crash. What we're learning from the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
And you can help families in need this holiday season. A Raleigh nonprofit is looking for donations right now as it prepares to give toys away to families on Christmas Day. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Keely Arthur, in for Renee.
And of course, I am Eric Miller, waking up with us on Christmas. And Keely, I gotta say, I swear I heard sleigh bells when I was getting ready this morning. That is not a joke.
Well, it must have been Santa. He's hard at work right now, right?
Had to have been, right?
The sun's not coming up just
yet. We're up early. Santa's got some work to do. And Pina, I know if he is out there today, he is not gonna be wearing that coat in the sleigh.
Not in Raleigh for sure, because we are going to see temperatures in the 60s come this afternoon. We're taking a live look at Clayton right now. We have mostly clear conditions at this hour. It is nice outside. If you are going to head outside to maybe make some good use of those new holiday gifts that you got, we are going to see some fairly nice conditions for this morning. But the system out in the Midwest will be moving to the east, bringing rain across the southeast for today. We are going to get those clouds to increase for the afternoon. We're not going to see a lot of rainmakers for this afternoon as well. But once we head into this evening, I think around the 4 and 5 o'clock hour, we could begin to see some very light showers move in. Those showers will pick up overnight and be on and off at times, scattered out in nature. That will continue into tomorrow morning, and we're going to see wet conditions around on Tuesday. So Tuesday, plan for rain. Let's talk about right now, though. It's 42 degrees outside, mild for this morning. This afternoon, with temperatures climbing into the 60s, it's going to be nice to get out there for a nice afternoon walk. We'll be at 65 by 1 o'clock, 66 for the afternoon high. Then our evening temperatures falling off into the lower 60s and the 50s. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting from this system that will move through, especially on Tuesday.
No, we'll be looking out for that. Thank you, PETA. Breaking news this morning. Now, five people are hurt after an early morning crash in Wake County. This happened on South Smithfield Road, just outside Knightdale, around 3 a.m. This is video right here from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You can see the crash involved a car and a truck near Meadow Run. The people who were hurt were taken to WakeMed. We're working to learn more about their condition.
Well, some more breaking news to tell you about. This time in Cumberland County, a Fayetteville street is closed because of a gas leak. Fire crews responded to a scene at Old Wilmington Road in East Russell Street just before midnight. When fighting the fire, they found a main gas line actively burning. Crews say one person was hurt and taken by EMS for treatment. Piedmont Natural Gas is on scene working to fix the line. Crews say East Russell Street will be closed between South Kennedy Street and Old Wilmington Street for an extended period of time.
Well, of course, a lot of stores out there, they are closed for Christmas. But there are some places you can still go if you realize you need something for your celebration later today. WRAL's Brett Neese is outside CVS in Raleigh this morning. Brett, good morning. There is some hope if you got some last-minute shopping to do.
Yeah, Eric, good morning. Last minute shopping for a variety of things at CVS, Walgreens. These are the stores that are notorious for being open on a holiday like today. Whether it's for that last minute gift or maybe you got a sick kiddo at home, horrible day to be sick, but they are open so you can get some medicine for them. Other stores are open today as well, including a number of different markets. And of course, gas stations are open today too. Some on what could be a busier, somewhat busier travel day, as you know, it's important for some of those like Sheets and Circle K's to be open. Actually, I have some family. We went to the Panthers game yesterday. They just hit the road. So it's important for gas stations to be open for folks like those that are going to be out there traveling today. There are also a few restaurants open today too. And some of these businesses, they're simply open because some people just don't celebrate Christmas. It's just a simple reality. But there's also another pretty important reason that some of these stores might be open. There are a lot of our essential workers, like hospital staff, first responders that are working some of these longer holiday shifts. Maybe they need some place to stop in before they head home for the holiday. And Eric, I know last minute shopping is what we're talking about. Don't worry about getting me a gift. I'll just take some cash.
I swear, I got something around you for you around here somewhere, Brett. I will bring it to you later today. Brett Neese out there outside CBS. Thank you so much.
Well, this is one of the busiest holiday travel seasons ever. You're looking live at RDU right next to me. Christmas Eve was expected to be the busiest day of this season, and RDU estimated 54,000 people passed through the airport yesterday. We're seeing a few delays right now and cancellations this morning for people traveling on Christmas. Now, right now, there are 6 delays. 1 flight has been canceled.
And if you traveled with Southwest Airlines this weekend, you might have run into some problems. According to the company, fog in Chicago greatly affected flights, including ones to RDU. This is what it looked like at Chicago Midway International Airport. This is courtesy of EarthCam Southwest. You can see that fog there off in the distance. There were more than 1,000 delays across the nation Sunday, according to FlightAware.com. And it had more than 100 cancellations, too. Oh, of course, this isn't as bad as last December's 4-day trouble with Southwest flights, but still an inconvenience for many people traveling.
I mean, food and drinks here are very expensive. It's packed with 1 million people. You can't go anywhere or move, you know, so, and you can't sleep really. These chairs and floor are not very comfortable, so you can't sleep. You can't do, I haven't been asleep since 5 a.m. yesterday when we left Vegas.
Yeah, hopefully she's able to get some sleep now. Southwest told WRAL earlier it's an all-hands-on-deck operation trying to get those folks on alternate flights.
Well, tragedy at a Christmas Eve shopping center on Colorado. One person is dead after a fight between two groups led to gunfire. This happened Sunday afternoon at Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs. Police say in addition to the man who died, two other men were shot and are in serious condition. A woman was also hurt, but police say she was not shot. So far, police have not made any arrests.
Owners of a hair salon for kids in Cary say they'll try to reopen as soon as possible after this crash right here, a car that went flying through their storefront on Christmas Eve. This crash happened at Cookie Cutters on Kildare Farm Road around 1:45 yesterday afternoon. The town spokesperson says a driver in an SUV hit the building while speeding. The vehicle made it, get this, 30 feet into the salon. A nearby business owner was there for the aftermath.
And we looked inside and we saw this car that was totally decimated inside. A few of the people from next door ran in and, you know, tried to make sure we did our best just to keep people away from, you know, the awning, which was about to collapse.
Now, fortunately, that salon was closed on Christmas Eve. Nobody was injured. The driver was arrested for driving while impaired. In a post to Facebook, the salon's owners say it will be closed until further notice.
The CDC says levels of flu-like illness are very high across the South, including right here in North Carolina. The new data shows flu cases are also trending upward in the Midwest and Northeast. Officials believe RSV cases have been peaking for the season, but cases of COVID-19 are rising across the country along with the flu. With masks and social distancing basically gone, doctors say we're looking at a new kind of holiday season.
Have this, a cornucopia of all these viruses that we had known before that have come back, and also the COVID we were dealing with before.
And doctors say getting vaccinated remains a very important step. You should also wash your hands and avoid touching your nose and mouth while in public.
Turning now to the Israel-Hamas war as you look live out at the Western Wall in Jerusalem, we're getting a new look at just how extensive Hamas's tunnels beneath Gaza may be. Israel's military last night released several edited videos showing a sprawling web of tunnels in northern Gaza. They're complete with extensions, plumbing, and electrical gear, air tanks, even a water cooler down there. The Israel Defense Forces say the tunnel network has two different levels, dozens of feet underground that pass under a school and a hospital. Israel also says it found the bodies of 5 hostages in the tunnels. Their deaths were already known.
Well, today, King Charles III is thinking green for his annual royal Christmas address. The king posed for a photo on the royal family's Instagram account yesterday. He is standing in front of a replanted Christmas tree. That's a first for Buckingham Palace's televised celebration. The BBC says the tree also has sustainable ornaments, paying a subtle tribute to the king's environmental advocacy. King Charles also wrote this year's speech himself. That's another break from tradition.
Christmas, of course, is a time for giving. Raleigh's Helping Hands mission hopes to give away a lot more toys today, but it does need your help with donations. The organization's Christmas Toy Drive got started yesterday with long lines of people stopping by to pick up gifts. There were also lines of people stopping by to drop off toys. Helping Hands director says every toy that was dropped off on Christmas Eve was given out to a family in need almost immediately. This is happening as deadlines for other toy drives have already passed.
They shut down a certain time and that's it, and people just continue to drop. But I want them to drop right here because we ain't going nowhere.
I know Miss Sylvia out there, she's working hard for those folks. You can, of course, stop by and make donations today at Helping Hands location at 623 Rock Quarry Road.
You have a chance to become a Christmas millionaire tonight. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot Saturday, so the new jackpot is sitting at $638 million for the next drawing. That's tonight. In the past, three Powerball jackpots have been won on Christmas Day. That's according to Powerball management, so Christmas Day is a lucky day. The estimated cash value for this grand prize is $321 million. The odds of winning are 1 in 292 million.
People in Ukraine are celebrating Christmas on December 25th for the first time. Why President Volodymyr Zelensky moved the holiday from its traditional date in Ukraine to today.
And giving a home to people who need one. The work the Durham Rescue Mission's Good Samaritan Inn does year-round to help people have a better life.
And it's warm this Christmas with a high temperature of 66 degrees this afternoon. I'm also tracking rain that will move in for this evening, tonight, and tomorrow. Coming up, I'm going to show you the systems that will bring those showers and how much we're expecting.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back, everyone. We're taking a live look at Clinton right now, where we have mostly clear conditions going on. It's mild out there for this morning with temperatures in the 30s and 40s, considering this time of the year should be colder than that. It's 42 degrees right now in Raleigh and Durham. In Clinton, 48 degrees and 42 for Fayetteville. Our temperatures are going to warm up this afternoon. We're heading into the 60s. It's warm for this Christmas. Walking the dog, I know you still got to get that done, right? This morning will be at 52 degrees at 10 o'clock, 62 around 12 with a high of 66. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we'll see as we head into the next few days.
PETA, thank you. Authorities in Rocky Mount are looking for a person responsible for shooting and killing a man over the weekend. Officers went to the intersection right here of North Washington Street and Tarboro Street early Sunday morning. They found 34-year-old Aaron Porter shot several times. First responders tried to keep him alive, but he died on his way to the hospital. Investigators say the shooting might be related to a fight that happened Saturday night in downtown. Police also say this was a targeted attack.
Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says a 33-year-old man was the person shot and killed this past week near Hope Mills. His name was Dwayne Quayles Jr., and he was from New Jersey. On Thursday night, deputies were called to that shooting on Miranda Drive. That's over near Elk Road, not far from U.S. 301. They found Quayles with a gunshot wound, and he died there at that scene. Police are still investigating the shooting.
Well, Christmas is coming early for the people of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a Christmas message Sunday after signing a bill that switched the designated day for the holiday to December 25th. Ukraine has celebrated Christmas in the past on January 7th. This move is part of an effort to distance Ukraine from Russian traditions. In his address, Zelensky assured Ukrainians that they will eventually defeat Russia, saying that evil will lose.
While you're spending time with the family this afternoon, you can watch NFL football on Fox 50. The New York Giants are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff is at 4:30. And before that, the NFL pregame show is at 4. And you can wrap up your Christmas night with Monday Night Football on ESPN+. The best teams in the AFC and NFC are squaring off. It's the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. The game gets started at 8 on ESPN+.
And right now and later in the morning, early afternoon, great time to get outside. PETA, I know that you're tracking some potential rainstorms for later in the day.
Yeah, rain is going to build in for this evening and tonight. Take a look at this system that is moving across the Midwest. It is bringing blizzard conditions across Nebraska and South Dakota. Folks there are getting slammed with a lot of snow and wind. We are going to see warm temperatures as this system, we are on the southern end of this system where temperatures are warm, and it's just going to be rain from St. Louis to Atlanta, Tampa to Miami. And we are seeing quiet conditions here locally right now, but that's going to change as those showers that are out there in Tennessee and Georgia will soon lift into our region. So those clouds are going to build throughout the day. As we head into 4 and 5 o'clock, likely to see some very light showers move in. Those spotty showers will take over overnight into tomorrow morning and stay with us throughout the day on Tuesday. Tuesday, plan for those on and off periods of light to moderate rain. And then with a low pressure developing to the south, it's going to lift to the north and east, bringing some showers into the area as well as on Wednesday. This is going to clear out throughout the afternoon on Wednesday. By Thursday morning, we're waking up to cloudy conditions, but overall, it is going to be a dry one if you do have to hit the roads. So our best chance of rain this week will be on Tuesday. I think if you have to head out on Wednesday, you should be fine. You could run into some light showers, but nothing that will slow you down too much. Thursday is looking like a completely dry day. And then on Friday, another small chance of rain in the forecast. We could rack up about an inch of rain here over the next 5 days. But let's talk about the North Carolina mountains. If you have friends and family there that will be traveling back, there are flood watches in effect for the North Carolina mountains. Over 2 inches of rainfall will be possible there. As we take a live look at Clinton this morning, quiet for this hour. Temperatures are very warm, 48 degrees in Clinton, 42 in the Triangle. And as we head into the afternoon, look at those temperatures. It's Christmas, 66 for today. We will see temperatures fall into the lower 60s and the 50s for this evening. But remember, those showers are going to begin to move through. We will make it to 70 degrees in Fayetteville today, 67 in Wilmington, 60 degrees in Charlotte, traveling to Greensboro for a quick trip to Grandma's house, 60 degrees for the high temperature there. We're in the 60s over the next 3 days. It is above normal for this time of the year, but a nice check of reality will move in as we head into the end of the week with temperatures dropping off into the lower 50s. It's going to be chilly and near normal as we head into the new year.
PETA, thank you very much. Still to come, Pope Francis addresses the war in Israel during his Christmas Eve Mass at the Vatican. His lament over the violence, which he says is drowning out the message of Jesus.
And baseball star Shohei Ohtani is in the Christmas spirit. Coming up in What's Trending, the extravagant gift he delivered to a new teammate's wife.
You don't want to miss that. And here is a look right now at those winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Welcome back. Today in What's Trending, it's safe to say LA Dodger Shohei Ohtani is in good graces, at least with some of his teammates this Christmas.
And check out this gift right here. Ohtani had delivered to another player's home.
It's yours. What? From Shohei. He wanted to gift you a Porsche.
Shut
I swear.
No way.
Yeah, hard to believe, right? Ohtani bought a new silver Porsche and had it delivered to the wife of teammate Joe Kelly. It was a thank you to Ashley Kelly, who publicly lobbied for Ohtani to come to the Dodgers. She said Ohtani could have her husband's number 17, and she joked she would rename their baby after him, too. Ohtani signed a $700 million contract with L.A. earlier this month.
And I know you were saying, Eric, that a lot of that $700 million, it's not something he's going to get immediately.
It's not coming just yet. So sadly, I don't think he's going to be driving around handing out Porsches like
to
Oprah.
Everybody. Yeah.
Not just yet, anyway.
All right. Well, check out this sweet video. It's going viral this Christmas. 10 grandkids, all grown up, surprise their grandparents by showing up for Christmas one by one. They're all wearing matching pajamas like they did when they were kids. The video already has more than 1 million likes on TikTok, and Grandma says she does not need another Christmas present for the rest of her life because nothing can top this.
Yeah, I'm just excited about that much pizza. That is a guaranteed good Christmas right there. If you got those boxes stacked up to here, that's a good time.
Yeah, with 10 grandkids, you can't cook for 10 grandkids.
No, just order pizza. Way too much turkey. You go in the pizza route. Well, Santa is back at the North Pole getting some rest after flying all over the world last night. NORAD tracked him all night long so kids knew when he would be in their town. According to NORAD, Santa delivered more than 7 billion presents last night. The agency has tracked Santa each Christmas Eve for more than 60 years.
7 billion gifts? He's working very hard.
I did a lot of elves, getting a lot of overtime this year, I think.
Well, before he took off last night, Santa took some time out to catch some Christmas Eve waves. In fact, hundreds of Santa friends and their elves were on Florida's Cocoa Beach for the annual Surfing Santa Day. Everyone who came out to watch enjoyed live music and a costume contest. Now, this is the 15th year for the Cocoa Beach tradition.
Oh, very cool there. Well, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is topping at the box office this weekend. It earned $28.1 million on its opening weekend. Beat out Wonka, Migration, and Anyone But You to take the top spot. Even though it did win the box office, its opening weekend is the fourth lowest for a movie in the DC extended universe.
I'm Brittany's live in Raleigh. Not a fun day for it, but if you got a sick kiddo at home and you got to run out to a store, I'll tell you which ones are open coming up.
And we are going to see a temperature turnaround here in our 7-day forecast. The 60s over the next 3 days, then the 50s as we head into Thursday. Coming up, I'm going to show you how long these chilly temperatures and near normal temperatures will last as we head into the end of the week.
And here's a live look at Clayton this Christmas morning. You see those poinsettias glowing bright. Coming up, how people can support folks in the Triangle who need help this holiday season.